commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
When I was a high schooler, going to the shopping mall was a big deal. When my family moved to the Connecticut suburbs, the Trumbull Shopping Park grew right before our eyes. This was a traditional mall with two anchor stores on either side, a Macy's and a Bloomingdale's. After a few years, there were three new wings with three new anchor stores and two new levels of secondary stores. Today, this same mall has allowed Best Buy and Lowe's to build freestanding buildings in the parking lot. It's a suburban mega mall. Today, it's known as Westfield Trumbull, and it appears to be healthy. But the long-term trends for shopping malls are not good. A mall needs anchor stores, and the big department stores regularly file for bankruptcy, reorganize, close unprofitable stores, and then come back as smaller versions of themselves. Now, having a footprint in Fairfield County, Connecticut, is probably a requirement for an upscale department store. But if that same mall was in more of a blue-collar environment, Des Moines, Rochester, or Richmond, there would be more holes to fill for their retail space. For the last decade, the era of the shopping mall has been waning, and the big-box retailer has been ascending, and now online sales have seen all the growth. So it's fair to ask, is the era of the shopping mall over? And the answer is probably yes. Consider the evidence. Are there any more of these types of malls being built? Well, very few. Do those that are already built have rising or falling vacancy rates? They are rising. Is there a shortage of anchor stores? Yes, as the Cedar Creek Mall and the Centerpoint Marketplace Mall already know, and as the Walsall Center Mall is about to find out. The retail environment is dynamic. We shop differently from one year to the next. And if it isn't already, the mall model is slowly becoming obsolete. My own shopping perception is that a mall is inconvenient. You have to park far away and walk great distances to get to the actual point of sale. My sense is also that the big boxes like Target and Walmart underprice the mall anchor stores on almost everything. And most malls have teenage non-shoppers. It's a hangout place, and that's an environment that some people don't like to shop in. The closing of the JCPenney Walsall store in May will be a crisis for the Walsall Center Mall if a new anchor store isn't found quickly. Without that anchor, the west end of the mall, the smaller stores at the end of that complex, won't get the right level of foot traffic. Those stores may not survive. A sort of dry rot begins to set in. I've seen this happen at the Park City Mall, which the Trumbull Shopping Park in Connecticut put out of business. That mall was anchored by a Sears on one end and a Gimbel's on the other. People used to literally walk the length of the mall to comparison shop the two big department stores, and then back again if the first one had the better price. But the mall started to die when only Sears remained. Soon, the vacancy rate was more than 50%. Today, a community college occupies the space. The old stores have been turned into classrooms. Some may argue that JCPenney is a special case. They have corporate problems, so perhaps the closure of their store isn't a reflection on the retail environment here. But I think the jury is still out. I'm certain of this. If the Walsall Mall fails, the local shopping landscape will be changed forever. Is there a plan B for downtown? Or are we tied to a mall-based model that is fading? That's a discussion the Walsall community should have, and sooner rather than later.